This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A shootout outside the U.S. Embassy in Lebanon near Beirut. A gunman shot and captured. An embassy security guard injured, officials say now. They say the gunman is Syrian. Photos appear to show the attacker wearing a vest with the words Islamic State written on it. President Biden's in France to remember U.S. soldiers who died during the World War II D-Day invasion 80 years ago this week. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is traveling with the president.
He'll have the opportunity on Thursday to meet with veterans who participated in the D-Day landing and also to join fellow leaders in celebrating that anniversary and giving a speech that will talk about against the backdrop of war in Europe today.
The deadliest fighting on the continent since World War II is continuing in Ukraine. In Italy, American Amanda Knox has been reconvicted of slander. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with this.
An Italian court has reconvicted Amanda Knox of slander, even after she was exonerated in the brutal 2007 murder of her British roommate Meredith Kircher. While the two were exchange students in Italy, the court found that Knox had wrongly accused an innocent man, the Congolese owner of the bar where she worked, of the killing. But she will not serve any more jail time, given the three-year sentence counts as time already served. Knox showed no visible emotion as the verdict was read aloud, but her lawyer said afterward, Amanda is very embittered.
Hunter Biden's ex-wife is expected to be among the witnesses as his gun trial continues today. A New Hampshire man's been sentenced to 40 years to life in prison for killing his mother after the two argued about the volume on the video games he was playing. This is AP News. You never know what you can find in a lake in New York City.
Casting a magnet into New York City's waterways has paid off for James Kane.
Oh, that's a safe.
On their YouTube channel, Let's Get Magnetic, Kane and girlfriend Barbie Agostini posted the haul of a lifetime.
Stacks of bills, dude!
Waterlogged bundle after another in a lake.
It's all hundreds!
Oh my God! Oh,
totaling an estimated $100,000, Kane and Agostini called the police, who let them keep the safe, which had no clues about its rightful owner.
I guess you'd call it a finders keepers thing.
One problem with the bills.
They were pretty destroyed.
I plan on taking it to Washington, to the Bureau of Engraving and Printing. That's the only way to get it restored. If not, it is literally garbage.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.